The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Interesting story here. Daily Signal reporting that last week in Davidson County, North Carolina, a 16-year-old student, Christian McGee, suspended for 3 days out of high school for using the term illegal alien. Oh my goodness, he said illegal alien. Yeah, because he was trying to clarify the word alien in a vocabulary lesson. Classmate reportedly threatens to fight Christian over his word choice, but both students and their teacher insisted the exchange was just in jest. The outrage was just in jest. And this adds King, who notes the absurdity of politically correct terms such as birthing person and uterus owners in her column about the incident in the newspaper. So to recap, we have Christian, a teen, didn't call someone an illegal alien, but simply asked the teacher if he was referring to an illegal alien or, say, a little green creature. But even saying the term got him thrown out of school. Wow. Okay. Get in touch with some of those civil rights people. I would sue and sue big, clean their clock. You know, this idea that you can't say illegal alien, oh my gosh, I'd be thrown out of here. I've been saying illegal alien for, 20-something years of talk radio. And speaking of which, let me go to Todd. Todd is in Central Point. Todd, you had, we're supposed to call them new visitors, right? New visitors came to Southern Oregon here recently.
Yeah, migrants.
Migrants, like, that's right, new visitors,
yeah, like
newcomers.
Like my grandparents who came here from Eastern Europe in the 1920s. Oh, wait, there's a difference. They came here legally. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you had to actually ask permission to come. I remember those. Of course, we were racist for even having to ask people, you know, get permission to come. Anyway, I'm sorry. Take it away, though. Where are you going? You know,
I don't know that you ever have time to listen to Lars because you're the busiest person in the world, but on Monday, somebody called in from Medford, which piqued my interest, and he said that he was at a truck stop near the airport, and I think he meant that one at Central Point where all the truckers go.
Yeah, the pilot pilot station, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I avoid. And there's the huge, he said a huge bus showed up, and all these people were milling around, and he said he got the sense that they were foreigners, and he started to talk to them, and nobody spoke English except one person. He figured out they were Venezuelans, and the guy said that they were coming up from Los Angeles to be dumped off in Portland because they didn't have enough room for them down in Los Angeles. So, yeah, I think that they're not being taken up to Portland. I think they're being dumped off here, too, by the way. So,
I would agree with you, but you know, trying to prove this would be quite difficult. But let me guess, I heard that call, and I didn't hear the beginning of it, though. I'll bet you that it was another one of those, the famous blank white buses that you can't tell who actually owns it or who's running it or who hired it or anything else. But it just they just stop in town and they disgorge. A lot of times, if they're not doing it at Pilot, they're doing it at the Rogue Valley Mall, too. That's another great.
One last thing. Mm-hmm. When you have more time, I have a page of notes from that town hall meeting from Jackson County for All, that group with Laura Ahern. So let me know when it's a good time, early in the morning or whatever, to call you up. A lot of interesting information on her.
Well, do you want to hold on? Do you want to do it today, or do you want me to book you for tomorrow? I mean, I could actually talk with you tomorrow if you want.
Give me a time.
Okay. Let me see. What time? Of course, now I can't get my calendar to show up. Oh my gosh, what is going on here? let me see. Blah 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 blah. Da da. Hey, here we go. How about 7:10? Call me at 7:10. Okay.
7:10 tomorrow.
All right, 7:10, we'll talk about the wonderfulness coming through Jackson County for all Democrats. Okay? All right. Thank you, Todd. Let me go to Brad. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind this morning?
Bill, good morning. Hey, you know, I love Eric Peters and Dennis Linthicum, and what they're talking about this morning is government limiting choice, right? I mean, it's a big cattle corral that's funneling people socially into a cattle chute, and at the end of the cattle chute, They reduce their choices down to, okay, you know what, here's all the automobiles that everybody else gets to choose from, but we're going to let you choose from two battery-powered cars, and that's all you can choose. Dennis Lundy Wickham talked about the fact that Oregon land use law has done more damage than it ever did benefit. And as a guy that was there when it was created, I can say that he's absolutely right. It reminds me of the situation that you see with the bad guys on the movies. You know, the bad guy has captured the innocent person. They're trying to extort them for some nefarious means. And they say, you know what? We're going to shoot you, but I'm going to show you what a nice guy I am. I'm going to let you pick where.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Shoot you in the leg.
Yeah. Yeah. You shoot me in the leg, shoot you in the hand, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay. Where are you? Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to shoot you, but I'm such a nice guy. I'm going to let you pick where. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me of an old George Carlin episode back when I was a kid, when he would do a comedy routine. He said, okay, Sheriff, we're going to kill you now, but we're going to kill you slow, buddy. He used a different word, you know. he was talking about the F word on, and you couldn't say it on television and radio and things like that. But yeah, we're gonna kill you now, Sheriff. We're gonna kill you slow. But yeah, but you're right though. Essentially, the regulatory state, and you know, at some point though, when do you believe people push back against the regulatory state in which they find out somebody works for one of these places and you're no longer permitted in polite society? Wouldn't that be helpful if canceling went to that direction?
Yeah. Well, it's all about getting the right people in the right places, Bill. And, you know, we're in an election season. And the reality is there's a certain group of folks that believe any amount of regulatory oversight is not too much. Any amount of taxation is not too much. Mm-hmm. And there's folks on the other side of the fence that say, you know what? We think too much regulation is too much. And we think too much taxation is too much. And I'm hoping our voters here in Oregon come to the conclusion that Oregon does not need any more regulation and Oregon does not need any more taxation, because it is not helpful. It's not helpful at all.
All right. Very good. Brad, I appreciate your call as always. 770-5633 on to line one. Hello. Hi, who's this? Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Bill. It's Steve in Medford.
Wild Salmon. Hello, Steve.
Yeah. You know what? I'm getting pretty discouraged right now. And the reason is, all of these demonstrations that are happening around our colleges and universities, it's planned to be that way. It was planned to be this way for a long time. Those people were put in place before the Intifada in Israel. And I'm not sure how we fight it, because they're flooding the zone. There are so many of them out there. They can't. And because of all the hoopla, they can't arrest them, they can't deport them, they can't ask them what their nationality is or whether they're even citizens. I'm not sure how we get out of this.
When you're talking about get out of this, are you talking about college students or others?
Well, it all fits together. You know, the stuff comes downhill from FERC as far as our electric grid goes. That all started from the East Coast. That's all lawyers. FERC is East Coast lawyers, mm-hmm. basically. Everything fits together. It's not an accident. And everything from road diets to our automobile situation is the result of how things have been taken over by the communists.
And I will agree with you. I guess my point, though, this is what I'm going to ask. Well, and let me tell you, hey, listen, every morning I get up in the morning and take a look at what is going on, and I also, there are times I get depressed and I get hungry. Okay, where can we go on something like this? The only comfort I can take from a lot of what's going on here with the chaos is that it doesn't work. Everything which is being pushed right now doesn't work, and There is a possibility that even the empty head of mush, or empty skull of mush, which you know Rush Limbaugh used to always talk about, the young. At some point, I used to be an empty skull too, and at some point you realize what doesn't work, and then and you're probably going to have to go through everything else that doesn't work before you decide what does work. And
I don't disagree with that. I'm old and struggling with our healthcare system.
Yeah, and so can we survive, I guess is what you're saying. I don't mean to jump ahead of you. Can we survive the current empty skulls of mush? I don't know.
I went to a doctor about an issue that I've got that's pretty serious. So they ordered a test. Well, a week later, I called them, and they said, well, we sent it to the provider. So I called up the provider, and they said, we didn't get it. So for a whole week, we argued about whether they sent it or whether they got it or not. So I went down, and I got the order. in paper, and I took it over and delivered it to the provider. That's been a week ago. Now the provider's saying, well, we have to get insurance approval, you know?
Yeah, you'd almost think that they're designed to kill you.
Well, we're over 75 years old, and the Ezekiel Emanuel thing of, you know, 75 is a good year.
You've lived a good life. Happening. You need to move along, right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, I would go out and do whatever would work. I think that the communists coming from our colleges and universities, if you follow that all the way back, communism started from college graduates who couldn't find a job, basically. And, you know, they keep saying, well, we should, the communist mantra is, we should have smart people running things, and the rubes who elect them don't know anything, so we're going to get our people in there because we're smart, we have college degrees, and we know things.
Yeah.
But when it turns out, one of my mentors told me that the more college degrees you have, the more likely you are to kill yourself with a screwdriver.
Okay. You know something, ultimately, to wrap this, I wish I had total words of comfort I could give you, but
that's okay, Bill.
Yeah, you could see, though, that where it's really going to end up going is that we're ultimately going to have to resort ourselves into areas that are friendlier for our points of view. And my goal, though, is to make Southern Oregon friendlier to our point of view. And then at some point,
all we can do is work on the people that are close to us. And I'll be at
that right.
meeting on Tuesday. And, you know, Colleen Roberts is a wonderful person. I've talked to her many times. She listens and she does things. So I absolutely support her.
All right. Appreciate the call, Wild Salmon. Thanks for that. Okay. Joe Altman's going to join me here in a few minutes. We'll talk about election integrity to wrap the show this morning. And what Steve was referencing was something I talked about when I first came on this morning. This is a no on Measure 15224, 225, and 226 meetings that we're having. And I'm involved with this one. Jackson County Republican women are involved in this one. Commissioner Roberts is part of that group. And so we're all going to be there. And we're putting on two town halls Monday and Tuesday. It's just important that we talk about it. If you have questions about this, I'm here to just tell you why essentially this is an evil intrusion that the groups that are promoting this charter change here, these three charter changes here in Jackson County, and it is incremental in nature. They want to come back for districts, which is really bad. But anyway, Monday from 6 to 7, Ashpole Center, Eagle Point, City Hall, 17 South Buchanan Street. We'll be there. You can submit questions and we'll talk about it. It's 1 hour. And then on Tuesday, also at 6 o'clock, Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. I hope you attend. And if there are people that you know who are on the bubble of these atrocious charter change measures, bring them in and we'll talk about it and kick it around with you, okay? Monday and Tuesday, all right? That's after the Patriots deal on the Patriot Conference in Joe County on Saturday. So I'm going to be pretty busy out there with you, too. It's 8:32.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
An intelligent solution saves you money. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It takes an expert to navigate the current HVAC rebates. Call Advanced Air to save big on equipment replacement. Advanced Air is currently offering an additional rebate on qualifying systems, up to $1,000 on Bryant mini split and crossover heat pumps. Some exclusions apply. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Visit myadvancedair.com for details.
Your intelligent heating and cooling solution is at myadvancedair.com.
One of each, Forte VIN 770-783, MSRP 21645, 3500 due, Sol VIN 235213, MSRP 22210, 3500 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 4/30/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LX. access or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice, just $149 a month during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Sure, it can be uncomfortable.
You know, I want to cry.
Cause tears.
When you look at election law, voting irregularities.
But somebody's got to do it.
There are very few of us that were willing to unpeel the layers of the onion.
That somebody is Sean Hannity.
But the mob and the media didn't break any of those stories.
Peeling back the layers and getting to the truth.
That's so difficult.
Tears and all.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Afternoons at 3 on KMED and 99.3 KCMD. 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Wait a minute. That's a great bumper, but it's too serious for what I want to do right now. I need something happier. Something happier. What can we do here? I'm looking for something with... look at that. All right. I like this one better. There we go. Filter. Hey, man, nice shots. Great, but not for a dad joke of the day. It's been so serious. We need a palate cleanser and dad jokes of the day. And those are sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Now, I'm going to tell a dad joke, and a lot of times it's from Doug and also Tony and Talent. They're the ones that seem to submit the most of them. But if you have a better one, go to twodogsfab.com and submit it, and then maybe I'll read this, okay? Two Dogs, by the way, experts at metal fabrication. They'll inspect and customize your current trailer, organize it, make room for all your equipment and your toys, improving the slide-out ramps to offload equipment easily. Venco, Venturo, cranes, booms, and hoists, they do that. Metal fabrication and repair, you got... Maybe you're a farmer even, and you're looking to get ready for planting season, and you're kind of screwed up right now. They'll fix it. They'll fix the screw up, okay? TwoDogsFab.com in Medford, okay? And today, let's see, we have Doug from Rogue River submitting this this dad joke. Mom says, "Boy, I have some real blisters from that broom handle." And Dad says, "Well, maybe you should drive the car." All right, there we go. Oh, that's, Doug, I can't believe that. You're sexist. Having fun with you, Doug, okay? Submit it at twodogsfab.com, all right? We got Joel. Hey, Joel. How are things in the Iron Gate? You're on the road, but you wanted to comment on something Eric Peters and I were talking about. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, on the dam project, at least they've worked on the road for a couple of days. It's a little better. You know, Eric was mentioning the alloy wheels.
Oh, the alloy wheels. So you were saying the road, though, around the Klamath Dam removal is getting some work done finally? I want to make sure I heard you okay.
Yeah, they worked on it for 2 days, and they leveled out some recycled pavement. And at least, you know, they filled in most of the 8-inch potholes.
Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to say that the electric car, with Tesla laying off 3,500 people and another company out of L.A., mm-hmm. In financial trouble, it doesn't seem to be hitting the high marks that the government has hoped.
It's interesting. You're talking about Tesla here, and I just wanted to concur with some of what you're saying. They may have laid off 3,500 people, but Elon Musk came out and said that that they are going to work harder on getting the affordable electric car out here. That's the claim. And there are so many fanboys of Tesla that their stock went up in spite of the fact that it's just been getting killed for a number of months, really.
Well, that's interesting.
All right. Hey, good to hear from you. Stay safe on the road there, okay? Avoid those potholes, yeah. Joel, okay? God bless indeed. It's 8:38 at KMED KCMD. Joe Altman is supposed to check in with me. Hopefully he will after news, and we'll talk election integrity. He's going to be at the Patriots Conference in Josephine County, and I hope you are too. Saturday, 10 to 6. It's an all day, but you can stay as long or as little as you want. You know, see various speakers. Go to jocogop.org for tickets and information on the lineup. Okay?
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Serna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden has voiced citizen safety concerns over Friday's passing of a new surveillance bill. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was passed last week and gives the government access to internet and cell phone data without needing a warrant in order to help find foreign threats to the country. Senator Wyden says he proposed an amendment for the bill aimed at reducing the invasiveness of it, but it was not approved. Then community members and shelter volunteers held a forum discussing the future of the Jackson County Animal Shelter last night. The current conditions of the Jackson County Animal Shelter was discussed, as well as possible solutions other than the county's idea of creating an animal shelter service district. Denise Krause, who is running for the Democratic nomination for Jackson County Commissioner, says this project needs to be a priority. And the Ashland Schools Foundation is awarding dozens of new guitars to distribute to Ashland High School students. It partnered with the national nonprofit Free Guitars for Kids to give out 90 new acoustic, bass, and classical guitars. It comes at no cost to them, the district, or the foundation. Students will unpack their new guitars on Monday. For local news anytime, head on over to our website, KOBI5.com, or our Facebook page, KOBI5-TV, NBC5. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Are you craving a tasty and satisfying lunch option? Look no further. Artisan Bakery Cafe is offering fresh salad wraps. Now you can turn any of their delicious salads, whether it's our fresh house salad, classic Caesar salad, or flavorful cranberry almond feta, into a scrumptious wrap. And that's not all. You can customize it with your choice of turkey, ham, roast beef, or chicken salad for that extra protein punch. Stop by today and enjoy indoor-outdoor seating across from Fred Meyer at 1325 Center Drive in Medford. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Levon here from Orley Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orley Stoves and Spas. Orley's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orley's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orley's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orley's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Well, you know, it's Orley's Soaps and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Joel here with a mass story problem from Butler Ford and Truck Center. If Ford gives you a $5,000 rebate and Butler Ford matches it with a $5,000 discount and the government gives you a $7,500 tax credit, how fast will a Ford Lightning EV pickup that's saving you $17,500 go from 0 to 60? How about 4.2 seconds? And that's why I want you to test drive one this week. If after your Lightning test drive you decide you want to go with a good old-fashioned gas-powered F-150, not a problem. I've got them in stock with 1.9% financing for 72 months. And that Lightning test drive, 0 to 60 and 4.2, well, that can just be a really cool story you tell your buddies. Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to 1.9% financing for 72 months. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, hybrid, EV, and huge savings.
72-monthly payments at $14.71 per thousand finance on approved credit through Ford Credit. Offer expires 4/30/24.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Quarter before nine. Appreciate you listening this morning on The Bill Myers Show. Hopefully we'll have our Facebook Live back tomorrow. There's been a problem with the camera software. It's not on our end. It's on the camera. You know, they update the app to run the camera, and then it doesn't work. And then you have to write to them and say, hey, your update that supposedly fixed bugs caused more bugs. And then, you know, some pointy hair guy in the high tech world says, oh, sorry. And then there's another update. But hopefully we'll have that back tomorrow. Okay. All right. Otherwise, I'm just going to hold my phone up in front of my face all morning. No, not really. I probably won't do that either. But who wants to watch? I don't. Anyway, I appreciate you being here one way or the other. Joe Altman must have maybe someone put a bag over his head. I don't know. We'll see if we can get a hold of Joe. I don't know if Joel is going to Joe is going to call us or not. If not, we'll still give away tickets to the Patriots Conference. So hang on for that. We'll do that before the show. Sometimes it happens. Guest gets busy. Something happens, all right? Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And it's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, okay? And it's just a really, really great place. The thing about Central Point Family Dentistry is that they will actually sell you toothpastes and special toothbrushes, water picks, whatever it takes. And we're going to take care of you there with no extra charge. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Gar writes me this morning, hey, Bill, my cousin drives truck, and he's been telling me for months that he sees those stripped white buses or striped white buses in a fleet of about five or six a day heading back south empty each morning around 3 a.m. Really interesting about that. Winnie writes me in about Yunker. Says, hey, Bill, I tried to call, couldn't get through. I wanted to call out the folks that have released Dwayne Yunker as their realtor because of his stance on inclusivity. After he has helped them for years, I assume if he dressed in a wig and a pink dress, he would remain as their realtor. But no, he's a veteran, married, Christian father. It's on track. It's Trevor Arnold, pressure of the B of D for All Care, another nonprofit that, well, All Care's not a nonprofit, Winnie. But anyway, another group that wants us all to bow their spending of our, or bow to their agenda for the spending of our tax dollars. Like you can, like Melissa, like Mint. As a taxpayer, I'm so tired of this, and I'm tired of them not being called out. Winnie, I appreciate you writing in about that. All right. Hey, I think Joe did check in here. I believe it got Joe. Is this Joe Altman?
It's not.
Welcome.
No, it's not Joe.
It's not?
No, this is Don Powers calling.
Oh, hey, Don. How are you? Sorry about that. I was expecting Joe Altman, but I'm glad you checked out because you're the guy that put me in touch with Joe. All right? It's okay.
Right. And I'm not sure what's happening with Joe this morning. I know that I texted him earlier a couple of hours ago to kind of give him a reminder. He travels a lot. He could be stranded someplace.
Well, as long as they didn't put a bag over his head and he's been rendered off to some CIA site, I'm hopeful that it didn't happen, okay? You never know.
I'll tell you, I'm sure he's a target. There's no question about that.
Well, you know the thing, Don, what's kind of interesting about this is that I've noticed that so many people I'm talking to lately, you go to their Wikipedia page and what do they talk about? It's always conspiracy theorist and election disinformation. In other words, people who are paying attention. It's like I almost take those statements on Wikipedia because it's a tool of the left here. And it's like, oh, this is an endorsement. Okay, I got to talk with Joe. So anyway, he's going to be at the Patriot Conference, you know. Hey, now you're going to be speaking too. So if we can't talk to Joe today, that's fine. But you're going to be speaking on human trafficking at Saturday's Patriot event. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, please? I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I am currently the chair of the Human Trafficking Committee for the ORP, the Oregon Republican Party.
Right.
We don't do a lot of stuff public, so to speak, just because of the nature of it. And there's a few people that help me with some of the things that we do. But one of the things we do is bring information. So the the newsletter for the ORP just came out today where I wrote just an article, and it's mainly that thing was mainly just to teach people or tell people what to look for, educate them a little bit on kind of what is, you know, human trafficking. And I tend to focus a little bit more on the sex trafficking aspect of it, mm-hmm. because we know that, you know, people are being trafficked for a lot of different purposes, but the most heinous of them is the sex trafficking of the children, you know, women and children. So I take several trips down to the border, primarily the Arizona border areas that are pretty difficult to access. People don't know, but Arizona has some of the roughest, territory. Crossing into Texas, for the most part, isn't as hard. That's where you see a lot of the pictures of mass of people, you know, pushing through. Parts of California doesn't, you know, the border down there is pretty tame as far as the territory goes. So it's, you know, you see those large pictures of, you know, large masses pushing through and all kind of stuff. But you get to some spots down in Arizona where it's just too rough to continue building the wall. And that's where all your high value targets are being pushed through.
Really?
A lot of your Yeah.
Oh.
Because
now, is this Eagle Pass or Eagle Pass is in Texas. Would any of these names ring a bell for any of us here, Don?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But it's out. You know, you get out where the wall ends, and then it just gets too rough to continue the wall, and so therefore it's also very rough and difficult to manage it or to. To monitor it. And it's an interesting thing. And the reason I talk about what's happening on the border is because how important it is to understand how, you know, things are being flooded here in Oregon and how, you know, how people are getting here. So, for example, there are holes in the border. And I've sent pictures up to some of the social media before of my trips there. And I interview some of the people coming across the border and, you know, ask them where they're from and how long they've been on the road and some interesting things like this. But here's something that's really alarming to me when I'm down there. One, these people come through these gigantic holes in the wall. Believe me, some of the pictures you see where people are climbing the wall in some places, this and that. We're talking about holes in the wall that are 6-8 feet wide, where they're just an entire section of wall that's just been removed.
Yeah, they just knock it down. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not even there. It's like all of a sudden there's just like, why didn't they put a section here? Where is it? And some people just walk through there. But what's interesting is that they, you know, in part is, A, that they know they're there. Like they stream to that location and they come through. And when they come through, I stop and I ask them, and you look down, how long have you been on the road? Oh, I've been on the road for 2 months, or we've been on the road from Honduras or from Aguascalientes or wherever they come from. And you look at them, but you're wearing slides. You know, your shoes are, you know, those slipper type, they call them slides that people wear like in the shower and athletics.
Well, isn't that in essence implying here, Don, that these people were funded and brought up here, and the end of the, and they're all completely equipped as they're walking across the border. I've noticed the amazing number of cell phones too that seem to make it across the border too.
Yeah, interesting, right? And mm-hmm. What we find is they have documentation when they come through the wall. So like one group comes through, we're talking with them, and she hands me this paperwork, right? And I said, look, I just want you to know, I don't need your paperwork. I'm not I'm not Border Patrol and I'm not a policing agency, but I look at her paperwork and it's like telling this story of why they're leaving where they're as if to justify, here's our story and here's why, you know, we're looking for, you know, to come to the United States. Other times, other areas where they come through, you can actually see on the ground where they've torn apart, ripped up their papers.
Oh.
So this is the undocumented part, right? They come across, you look on the ground, you can find pieces of passports. You can find, we actually find documents that show the person had been, this one is particularly troubling. They have a document that shows they've been vaccinated. It's on an official UN paper. And it's got that little emblem, you know, kind of that foil emblem. Like if you buy a baseball cap or a piece of memorabilia, and it's got that foil kind of sticker on it that shows it's, you know, that it's authentic.
Yeah, genuine.
It's the same thing, genuine, authentic, right? That's what's a sticker like that is on the UN. So it's got the UN stamp, plus it has that little foil sticker on it, showing that they were vaccinated by the UN. on the trip.
So the United, in other words, I'm sounding like a John Birch guy, right? So the United Nations vaccinating the migrants and bringing them up through the southern border. It almost sounds like a conspiracy, Don, if I were weren't such a cynical guy. I don't know. What do you think? Well, I'm trusting. I'm a very trusting guy, right? I'm just kidding.
Hey, if it weren't for the fact I'm standing there and I'm seeing it myself and dealing with it. And so the other thing is these NGOs, right, these non-governmental organizations are down there, and they typically don't want you to come into camp. And a couple of my team members are known to them, and they don't want my guys in the camp. But I've not gone into the NGOs too often. So they allowed me to come in last time I was down there, and I just walked in and I asked if you mind if we talk to some people, and they let me do that. And what you see is it's really – you know, there's two sides of this story. There's like three sides, probably more than that. But you know, primary. There are some people who are legitimately just looking for a better life. And even though you're looking for a better life, that still doesn't give you the right to come in illegally, right? Mm-hmm. But you can understand the compassion of the human side of what they were dealing with, say, in Honduras or Nicaragua.
Well, yeah. And the other thing, Don, is that it's one thing. It's easy for us to be, you know, big talkers and say, yeah, I'm just going to throw them illegals out of the border. And then when you meet someone person to person, it's different. Then it's no longer a horde of illegals. It's this person talking with you, right?
Right.
That kind of, it's the human side you're talking about. It's very normal, natural to expect.
Right.
That.
Right. And so you meet those people and you can understand, you know, and you still want to turn to them and say, look, but it's illegal. You need to, there are proper channels for this, but at that moment, it's not the time for it. They're already here. These, you know, NGOs already taking care of them. But it's a weird thing when you're standing there because it feels very surreal because you've got some people that are in these camps that are there, you know, because of their situation in their country and leaving it. And the NGOs like cooking up some beans with them on a little camp stove. And they've got some tortillas going maybe. And they're giving them like tangerines. That's a common thing. They have lots of tangerines and granola bars, you know, energy bars and this type of thing there for these people. But the camp's a mess. It's filthy. These people are just not respecting and appreciating the fact that this is being done for them. And you look in and there's trash. It looks like Portland, frankly, right? It looks like Portland. There's garbage everywhere. There's half-made tents and tarps and stuff that these people are staying in while they're there. And at one point, myself and a couple of our team members just grabbed some big trash bags and started cleaning up. And actually, a few people that were in the camp started joining us, picking up, you know, water bottles that were thrown. I mean, just garbage everywhere.
Don, I'm almost out of time here. And you bring up, you're going to be expounding on this and actually bringing more of this Saturday at the Patriots Conference, right? And you're going to be part of this.
Absolutely.
A very interesting. Let me just ask you, and I know you'll expound more on this. This is just kind of a taste, and boy, yikes! What I'm hearing, because this is the sort of stuff that that we're not going to get out of a lot of the normal news media here. We get that.
Yeah.
Do you believe?
And I'm going to hit it a lot harder in person on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will, Don.
Shake your head. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Do you believe, though, are we past the ability to control this in your voice? Is it so out of control that it has just left, you know, the horse has supposedly left the stable and the door is wide open and there's almost an inertia to it is what I'm wondering. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, as long as this illegitimate administration is in control of what's happening down there, then there's no stopping it. I mean, we're talking about the intentional destabilization of our border, which is also resulting in the destabilization of our cities, right? And this is an intention. This is more than just, you know, open borders. There's an intent here. To destabilize our country and our economy, and it's a much bigger picture, and it's disguised a bit by the human factor where you want to look and go, boy, this is really sad. I mean, people are coming across the border, and they've got. I know that they're being helped by the UN on the other side and the NGOs because when they come across, some of them have the same tangerines and the same energy bars in their pockets, and you're looking at her and you're going,
yeah, it's well funded and it's organized. In other words, well funded.
Yes.
And organized. This is not the poor bedraggled who have been walking in
the huddled masses.
Yeah, the huddled masses. Yeah, it's a You know, we really are going to have to figure out and understand that term defenestration when it comes to the elites. We'll talk with you more, though.
Are you familiar with the term lifeboat ethics?
I've heard it, but I can't help me understand that one. Go right ahead.
So basically, the idea is that you got a ship and it's going down, taking on water. They throw the lifeboats in. People die there. You know, jump in the lifeboats, jump in the water to get in the lifeboats. And let's say that lifeboat has the capacity to carry 100 people on it, right? And if the seas aren't too rough, maybe there's a safety factor in there. You can hit 110, 115 if things don't get too rough, right? Mm-hmm. So, but there's still 100 people in the water. What do you do? If they get on the boat, everybody goes down.
Yeah.
Right? Lifeboat ethics.
Yeah. But of course, that's essentially what's being done to our country, isn't it?
Well, that was the metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Don. But that's just that side of it. You know, there's the other ugly, really ugly side that I'll talk about more on Saturday. I didn't know how much of that you wanted to get into on the air, but there's some really heinous things happening as well. I'm going to talk about that a little bit Saturday, and hopefully, people will, Well, listen, because it's not a pleasant thing to hear, but you have to understand the nature of the evil that's going on. And there's some real animals out there that need to be removed of their respiratory function.
Got it. Don Powers, once again. Don, we appreciate you being part of this show this morning and also being part of the Patriots Conference in Josephine County. It's going to be Saturday, 10 to 6. Go to jocogop.org to find out more about that. jocogop.org. Get your tickets. And get ready for a lot of education, a lot of good information, including, Don, what you're talking about, and also what Joe Altman was going to. He's going to be there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, okay? Thank you, Don.
Thank you. All right. Take care.
And by the way, I did promise that when I was done talking with the premier person that was going to be at the Patriots Conference, I'll give you a shot at the VIP tickets. And we're going to go once again. These are $100 VIP tickets. 770-5633, 770-KMED. These are very valuable. And once again, caller 15 gets them. Good luck. And I hope you get a chance. This is going to be a great event this coming weekend. It's a minute after 9. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
I'm Claudette Moore, former Medford City Councilperson.
My name's Terry Baker, and I'm the mayor of Phoenix.
I'm Dave Wright with CPM Real Estate Services, and I support Randy Sparacino.
I'm supporting Randy Sparacino.
I support Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. I've known Randy Sparacino for several years. He was chief of police in Medford. Now he's mayor of Medford, and he's doing a fantastic job running that city, keeping it safe, and helping as many people as he can.
Vote Randy Sparacino for Jackson County Commissioner. Paid for by Sparacino for Oregon. ID 20676.
All right. Whew, about to, the line's just massively exploding here once again for this Patriots conference once again. Tickets. Pat Scoopine ends up getting the tickets, and she's going to have a great time, she and a friend, all right, at the Patriots Conference. JocoGOP.org, JocoGOP.org to find out more. Get your tickets there, too. And we have some more VIP tickets we're going to be giving away tomorrow on Conspiracy Theory Thursday and Find Your Phone Friday, too. See you then.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Jackson County, your vote counts. This May 21st primary election includes Democratic and Republican nomination of candidates, along with any nonpartisan candidates and measures. If you are registered with a minor political party, have listed other as your party selection, or have not registered with any political party, you'll receive a ballot with nonpartisan candidates and measures. Visit OregonVotes.gov to register to vote online. You can also mail your form to Jackson County Elections, 1101 West Main Street, Suite 201 in Medford, Oregon. Check and update your registration.